Dr. Pam Popper, 614-523-8716. Good morning, everybody. I'd like to talk a little bit about this grain and gluten issue, which seems to attract so much attention. It surfaces every once in a while, and the latest storybook about this, Grain Brain, has brought the whole issue to light again. The author, Dr. David Perlmutter, weaves a fantastical tale, occasionally taking a break to use citations that don't have a whole lot to do with his claims. For example, he says that celiac patients respond to grains in a certain way, but this doesn't have anything to do with the general population, just as the fact that some people go into anaphylactic shock when they eat nuts doesn't mean that most of the population should avoid nut eating. A recent interview with expert and researcher Alessio Fasano shed some light on the grain and gluten issue, and the article is interesting for a variety of reasons, which I'll share with you. Starting with celiac disease, about a third of the population has a genetic predisposition for it, but only one out of 133 actually develops celiac. So first, so much for the theory that genes are the primary determinant of health, and also that gluten is bad for everybody. My gosh, even for people genetically predisposed to react badly to gluten, most don't end up having a problem. Fasano says that in order for patients to develop celiac disease, there has to be something else going on, environmental factors, which might include things like bacteria, antibiotics, changes in diet, viruses, and even pregnancy. And those comments are consistent with what we know about autoimmune diseases, that you start with a genetic predisposition, and then there are some triggering factors, one or more triggering factors, and then diet can either help the situation or help make it progress depending on the choices you make. Fasano addresses gluten sensitivity. He says about 6% of the population suffers from that. It's different from celiac and from wheat allergy, and he really is aggravated by what he calls celebrity wheat and gluten bashing, because he says that a gluten-free diet's a medical necessity for some, but it's really not necessary for most people. He also states that the argument that our bodies are not designed to digest gluten is just ridiculous. The farming of gluten-containing foods and grains is about 10,000 years old, and while this can be a pretty short period of time in evolutionary terms, 10,000 years is a long time to eat a food that is considered toxic as some of these people say it is. Additionally, I'd like to add that the increases in incidence of diseases attributed to gluten consumption have only increased exponentially in recent years. So why was grain consumption okay, and then all of a sudden, a few decades ago, it all started coming unraveled? It's much more likely that the consumption of animal foods and dairy products and junk foods is responsible for our epidemic disease. Fasano addresses the allegation that digesting gluten causes inflammation. As with all protein, it's not completely digested and causes a small bump in inflammation, the case with all protein. Actually, this is one of the reasons why humans should be on a low-protein diet, and that's, again, all protein, not just animal protein. Most of us have encountered people who stopped eating grains and report that they've lost weight and they experience other health improvements, and I think this is error of attribution. Grain-free diets involve elimination of refined and processed foods, which will inevitably result in some weight loss and improved health. But people shouldn't confuse feeling better with getting better. These grain-free diets almost always involve copious amounts of animal food, which we know increases the risk of diseases like cancer and heart disease. While I find the focus on grains and gluten distracting, we do need to thank the charlatans in the health field who write these crazy books and recommend gluten-free diets and grain-free diets to everybody for creating increased demand for gluten-free foods, so that those people who really do have to eat a gluten-free diet find that the selections are a whole lot better than they used to be. While I abhor the thought of doing this, I'm going to read Perlmutter's book and conduct an advanced study session on it in April in order to address these misconceptions in more detail. So I'm going to have to practice my meditation skills. I'll need some more yoga classes and running sessions to avoid screaming. But in the interest of scientific debate, I'm up to the task, and you'll get to hear more from me on this if you sign up for that class. But anyway, it comes up all the time. I get emails about it every day, so I thought I would make some commentary on this gluten and grain issue. Well, that's all for now. Have a great day. And actually, this will be the last broadcast for the week because I'll be traveling a little, and I'll be back to you again on Monday.